Welcome to DNB College. Today we're taking an old school DNB ride groove and warping it properly in Ableton Live 12, so it sits like a real jungle element and not just a loose loop floating over the beat. And that's the real goal here. We're not just time stretching a ride. We're turning it into a controlled top layer that keeps its swing, survives tempo changes, and locks into your drums with that authentic old school feel. Think jungle, early rollers, darker breakled DNB, the kind of groove that pushes the track forward without sounding over clean or over quantized. Why this matters musically is simple. Old school ride grooves have attitude because they're not perfect. They often come from sampled percussion or break material, and that slight push-pull is part of the character. If you warp them badly, they get stiff and cheap. If you warp them well, they become a hypnotic engine that helps your track move at 170 to 174 BPM while still sounding like sample jungle history. Why this works in DNB is because the ride lives right in that high-frequency zone, where it can either support the groove or mess it up. The snare needs to stay powerful. The bass needs to stay clean. The ride should add motion, shimmer, and tension without turning the top end harsh or brittle. So let's start with the source. Pick a ride loop or short percussion phrase that already has the vibe you want. Ideally, it should have a clear ride articulation and a bit of natural room or break bleed. Drag it into an audio track in Ableton Live 12, then trim it so the first useful transient is close to the start of the clip. Don't cut so tightly that you kill the attack. A one-bar or two-bar loop is perfect for this. The beginner rule here is very important. Start with a loop that already wants to work. You're not designing the groove from scratch. You're preserving a feel and making it tempo compatible. Before you touch the timing, set the warp mode correctly. For most old school ride grooves, start with beats if the hits are crisp and percussive. That mode usually keeps the transient strong and feels much more like sample drum loop behavior. If the ride is more tonal, more ringy, or blended with room sound, you can test Complex Pro later. But for jungle and old school DNB, beats is usually the first move. What to listen for here is whether the ride stays sharp or starts sounding choked. If beats makes the loop fall apart, then try Complex Pro and compare. But don't just assume the smoother option is better. Sometimes smoothness kills the punch, and in DNB punch usually wins. Now align the phrase. Set the clip so the first meaningful rhythmic anchor lands cleanly on the bar. Don't obsess over every tiny transient yet. The goal is not perfect quantization. The goal is a loop that can repeat cleanly without drifting, while still sounding like a sample with character. If the attack feels late or early, nudge the clip start by a tiny amount. Keep the phrase length exact to the bar if you can. The kick and snare should own the grid. The ride can float a little, but its phrase needs to resolve cleanly every bar so the groove feels stable. Next, let Ableton stretch the loop to the project tempo. Set your BPM to the track tempo, usually somewhere around 170 to 174 for this style, and listen carefully as the warp does its job. Now here is the important part. Don't overfix it. If the groove loses its feel, add warp markers only where the loop genuinely drifts. Move the strongest hits first. Leave the smaller ghosty details alone unless they're really broken. That slight instability is often what makes the ride feel alive. What to listen for is whether the loop still feels like one continuous groove, and whether you hear any warble or facey smear on the ride tail. If you hear that smear, back off the stretching, try a different warp mode, or choose a cleaner source. Sometimes the source is the issue, not your editing. A really useful fast check is this: loop two bars with kick, snare, and bass muted. If the ride alone feels unstable, fix the warp. If it feels fine solo but messy in the full beat, the issue is usually level or frequency overlap, not timing. That's a great producer instinct to build early. Once the warp is behaving, keep the processing lean. You want the ride to support the drum arrangement, not become the star of the mix. A simple stock chain works beautifully here. Start with EQ8. High pass somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz depending on the sample. Then gently tame any harsh band in the 6 to 10 kHz range if needed. After that, add a little saturator, usually just 1 to 4 dB of drive, to help the ride speak on smaller systems and thicken the upper mids a bit. If the loop needs a little more glue, you can add drum bus or glue compressor, but keep it subtle. With drum bus, use a little drive, maybe a touch of crunch if you want grit, and be careful with damp, so the top end doesn't turn fizzy. With glue compressor, aim for just a little gain reduction, not obvious pumping. This is where you decide what role the ride should play. Do you want clean support? Or do you want gritty jungle texture? If the track already has a dense bassline and a busy break, choose clean support. Keep the ride tucked back, lightly saturated, and controlled. If the drums are sparser and you want the ride to act like a propulsive texture, push the saturation harder and let it feel more sampled and raw. The decision rule is easy. If the bass line is already doing a lot, keep the ride cleaner. If the drums need more attitude, make the ride dirtier. Just keep the low end out either way. A ride with unnecessary low-frequency residue muddies the kick and makes the whole mix less DJ-friendly. Now bring it into context with the kick, snare, and break. Loop an 8-bar section and listen to the ride against the snare. In DNB, the snare is usually the anchor. The ride should intensify that backbeat, not steal it. What to listen for is whether the snare still punches through on 2 and 4, and whether the ride gives momentum or just makes the groove feel busy. If the ride is masking the snare, lower it, high pass a bit more, or remove the hits that collide with the snare transient. Sometimes clip gain is the cleanest fix. Not everything needs more processing. If the ride feels too static against the break, you can add a few small timing moves, vary the velocity if you've sliced it into MIDI or edited the clip, or create a little phrase change at the end of the bar. Even a tiny gap or extra hit can make the groove feel arranged instead of looped, and that's a big mindset shift. At this point, the ride is no longer just a sample, it's a track element. A really smart next move is to automate it. Keep it simple. Automate volume, a filter, or send to make the ride evolve across the section. For example, you might gently open the ride over 8 bars in the drop, pull it down for a bar before a fill, or mute it briefly to create breathing room. That little absence can make the return feel much harder. For arrangement, think in phrases. Maybe the first 8 bars are restrained. Then the ride opens up a little in the next 8. Then you pull it back before a switch up. Even subtle moves like that stop the sample from feeling static. A useful production trick here is to duplicate the clip or keep a second version muted, so you can compare a clean version and a dirtier one quickly. That makes it much easier to hear which version actually serves the track. If the loop is almost right, commit earlier than you think. A slightly imperfect ride that supports the arrangement is more useful than a technically cleaner version that never gets finished. Once the timing and tone are right, consolidate or bounce it. That helps you move into arrangement mode and stop endlessly tweaking warp markers. Keep a duplicate version if you think you might want to revisit the raw sample later. Then check mono. This is really important because ride grooves live in the high frequencies and they can sound exciting in stereo but fall apart in a club if they're too wide or facey. Keep the core ride mostly centered or narrow. If it feels too wide, use utility to tighten it up. If mono collapse makes it hollow, the ride is relying too much on stereo smear and needs simpler processing. You want the ride to feel solid in mono, clear in the full beat, and still human enough to keep the jungle vibe. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't warp every transient to the grid. That kills the sampled attitude. Don't use the wrong warp mode just because it sounds smoother. Don't leave too much low end in the sample. Don't overbrighten it until it hisses. And don't let it sit on top of the snare. If the backbeat loses impact, the DNB drive starts to collapse. For darker or heavier DNB, there are a few great moves. Use the ride as tension, not decoration. Pair it with the break instead of fighting the break. Control the metallic ring so it doesn't smear over the snare tail. And if you want menace, darken the top slightly instead of just making it louder. In a club context, density plus timing beats pure brightness every time. You can also resample the warped ride once it's locked. That gives you a more coherent version to work with, and for a second drop you can process a copy a little harder. More drive, slightly tighter high pass, maybe a touch more crunch. That's an easy way to create progression without rewriting the part. So here's the recap. Start with a ride loop that already has the right old school feel. Warp it in beats first if it's crisp. Align the phrase cleanly, then only fix the parts that genuinely drift. Use simple EQ and light saturation to keep it controlled. Decide whether the ride should be clean support or gritty texture. Check it against the snare and bass in context, and keep the core energy mono-friendly and club safe. Then commit once it's doing the job. A good ride groove in DNB should feel like momentum with attitude. Present, rhythmic, slightly loose, and alive. Now take the challenge. Build two versions from the same sample. One restrained intro version and one harder drop version. Keep them related, but not identical. Make the intro support the groove without dominating it, and make the drop version add motion without masking the snare. Give yourself 15 to 20 minutes, use only stock Ableton tools, and trust your ears. If the groove feels right, print it and move on. That's how you finish records. Now go warp that ride, lock the pocket, and let the jungle move.